the Off the Ball podcast on OTB Sports Radio, Ireland's first and only sports radio station.
Tiger Roll out jumps Magic of Light at the last. Rap Vinden is in third place, and it is Tiger Roll who now takes the advantage coming to the elbow. It's been 45 years, and now Davy Russell shakes up Tiger Roll. Magic of Light in second, Rap Vinden in third. Tiger Roll is remarkable. He comes up towards the winning line under Davy Russell to win his second round Oxhelf Grand National. Tiger Roll joins the greats.
He's already a legend, you know, and I would worry now about him. You know, the problem is he's now won it twice. He has achieved more than any horse has achieved since Red Rome in 1974.
What more would you ask him to do?
You're always hopeful, more than confident. Like in a Grand National, to be 7-2 or 4-1 to win it is lunacy. You know, you don't want to be 10-1 to jump around in a win race. But listen, he just showed. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He takes a chance at everything in life, Tiger. You know, you watch him at the fourth or fifth class. He was slow and accurate. He doesn't do anything fancy. He just wants to please you the whole time. He's the horse of a lifetime, I suppose, is the answer.
He sure is. Tiger Roll is, we presume, bidding for a hat-trick in the Grand National at Aintree, given top weight today. Johnny Ward is with us. Evening, Johnny.
Good evening, Joe.
Can I throw you my piece of trivia that I picked up today doing some reading on Tiger Roll? I had not realised this. Red Rum, I presume everyone knows this. I did not know this. Red Rum is buried next to the winning post at Aintree.
He sure is. He sure is a local legend.
I presume there are not many horses buried at winning posts around the UK and Ireland, are there?
No, but if you can tell me where Shergar is buried, that'd be great.
So, talk to us. Tiger Roll given top weight. Basically, everybody who's anybody said this was no surprise whatsoever, or was it?
No, it was no surprise that he was given top weight. He was an absolute certainty to get top weight. And some news kind of reports this evening have said that, you know, Michael and Eddie O'Leary were disappointed with top weight. They weren't disappointed with top weight because he was always going to get top weight. It's just the actual weight he got relative to other horses. So, that's the issue that they have. It's to do with the weight's compression in terms of, I think in 2001, they tried to compress the weights. I think it was 2001 for the first time where they'd make it a little bit easier on the better horses relative to the lower rated horses, because they found that the really good class horses weren't running in the race, or if they were, they weren't running very well in it. So they've had this policy of compression, but Tiger Roll isn't your average horse in terms of compressing because he's won the last two renewals. So they've dropped down his weight by one, which, you know, they say it's a little bit disappointing. I'm not surprised. I thought they might drop it by two, but I'm not surprised. And I expect that he will run in the race.
So how big is the gap between Tiger Roll and the others, essentially, or the main competition in the race? And is that an unfair gap?
Well, you see, that's the question, in that Tiger Roll was being weighed relative effectively to his win in the race last year. And when he's winning the race last year, you know, that was such, I suppose, a profound performance, in that he won like a horse that absolutely loved Aintree. And it was a performance that merited a big rise. He's effectively been given 170, which is the same rating as Delta Work, who is his stablemate. Now, Tiger Roll, it's kind of a strange one, in that Tiger Roll has never been considered like a Gold Cup horse or a horse to run in the really, really top class staying chases, because the Grand National is a handicap. He ran in the race off 159 last year, so he basically is going to be running off 11 pounds higher. Now, I think that's probably a bit harsh, but at the same time, I can see why the British handicap came up with that. And the strange thing today was that you can kind of do things maybe in the Grand National that maybe you wouldn't do in a conventional chase. It is a bit of a strange race, and Tiger Roll is kind of a very unique horse. I mean, he won at Cheltenham when he was four. He won at Cheltenham last year when he was nine. He's bidding to win this year when he was 10 at Cheltenham. It's very, very rare to do what he's done, to win two Grand Nationals, to win two cross countries, to win a Triumph Hurdle. He's completely unique. But they've made the point all along that he's never been entered in a Gold Cup. He wouldn't be mapped in a race like that. And I find it strange that they're talking now about entering him in the Betfair Bowl, in the Aintree Bowl, which is effectively a Gold Cup type race. So maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a bit of bluff involved in that. But I thought Eddie O'Leary's comments today, I mean, I spoke to him in the last few days, and I genuinely did get the feeling that they were going to pull him out unless the compression were high enough. Today felt a bit like Micheál Martin after Sinn Féin's kind of massive vote. He was sort of rolling back fairly obviously on what he was saying pre-election, and I thought Eddie O'Leary sounded a bit like that today as well.
It's very difficult for them not to have a shot at immortality and history when it's, you know, it won't come along again in any of their lifetimes.
No, and, you know, he's, I mean, ultimately, Joe, he's going to have 170, he's going to have 11 stone 10 irrespective. So there's an argument that he could actually keep a couple of horses out of the handicap who would also be disadvantaged. I mean, Tiger Roll is going to have the same weight one way or the other. I think in a race like the Grand National, so few horses even get into it that you're slightly splitting hairs in terms of how relatively weighed he is to others, and that he's going to have 11 stone 10. No doubt about that whatsoever. It's whether the next best horse, like, say, Native River, if he has 11.6 or 11.5, that might give him a better chance or would give him a better chance. But to be honest, I don't actually think it really matters that much what weight he has relative to the other horses. He's not the biggest horse in the world, so carrying a huge weight may or may not be ideal for him. But more concerning is that he's had a checkered campaign. He hasn't won yet. So he hasn't run since entry last year. He's obviously reappearing Sunday at Navan. So it's a question of getting him back in shape rather than... I'd be more worried about that. I think the weight is almost a bit of a sideshow.
Okay, fair enough. And as with that in mind, I presume it hasn't had any great effect on the market, or has it?
No, he still seems to be just looking here. He's still kind of hovering around about the 5-1 mark. I know Gordon Elliott said in that clip there, you're 10-1 to get around. That's obviously nonsense. He was 5-1 to win the race last year, and he was very solid at that. He made a couple of mistakes last year, but he does have a very adept way of jumping around these fences. Tiger Roll wouldn't have much of a chance in the Red Rum Grand National days you mentioned earlier. But he definitely gets on well in with these fences, and the market is solid at like about 5-1, and it's sort of 14-1 bar those. There is a very interesting horse in the race which didn't get that much attention, Annabelle Fly. Now, when he ran in the race last year for JP McManus, he was beaten 16 lengths by Tiger Roll, but he was running off 1.64, and he's shown absolutely nothing this year. And I think the Irish handicapper dropped him down to something like 1.58, and it looked like he could get in at a nice weight. But for some reason, the handicapper has actually given him an extra £4, which, as he said, it's the bespoke handicapping of the race that is... gives them this kind of leeway to give horses ratings that they can kind of come up with themselves. And the rating Annabelle Fly got could certainly be deemed questionable, considering he's been beaten 95 lengths, 65 lengths and 62 lengths in all three starts this year. I would imagine JP McManus, whilst he won't be saying it, is quite unhappy with his mark.
You mentioned that Tiger Roll hasn't run since winning the second Grand National last year. So he will line up in the Boyne Hurdle at Navan on Sunday, is then scheduled to run in the Cross Country Chase at the Cheltenham Festival in March, and I read as well, must run then in a chase event before entry in order to qualify for the National. Why hasn't he run since the Grand National last year, and how does that compare with how he spent his year between the first one and the second one?
Yeah, well, last year he came back for the Boyne Hurdle. Now, the funny thing was, he was actually... I think he went off like 50 or 60-1 on Betfair, and he was clearly expected, I think, on the day in Navan, which was literally this race last year. I think he was pretty much expected to be nowhere near fit enough to win, but he absolutely bolted up that day, and it was kind of it was interesting that Eddie O'Leary thought that he was given a mark based on what he achieved there and based on what he did in the cross country race, which itself is, if not a Mickey Mouse race, it's sort of it's kind of a unique race, if nothing else. But this season, he got an injury earlier on the season. I think he chipped a bone. And I stand correct on the actual injury he got. But he's been given he was left in his box for a couple of weeks just to get over it. And it wasn't a serious injury, but obviously would derail you at this stage of the season. So they're saying that he will be back on Sunday. I noticed he was weak enough in the betting for the cross country race last week, so I presume everything's okay with him. But at the age he's at, he does need to obviously get over that injury. So I think Sunday's race will tell us a great deal about where he's at. He'd certainly want to be showing up fairly well. If he puts in a kind of a lethargic performance, there will be some concerns about him. But this kind of weights thing, I think, has been a small bit of a sideshow. I think, you know, the handicapper said, I was never going to listen to outside noise. I interviewed the senior handicapper last week, and he's a very... he seems a very pragmatic guy. He made a very, you know, reasoned argument on why Tiger Roll may get such a weight, or why they compress the weights. And I think, as Eddie O'Leary said today, you know, he has his job to do. But ultimately, you know, Gordon Elliott is saying, I think they'd be mad not to run him.
Yeah. And in fairness to the handicapper, Gordon Elliott said as well, it's probably fair enough. I won't be giving out about it. Martin Greenwood is his name, the handicapper. I saw as well, Johnny, he was saying that arguably this is the highest quality Grand National in modern history. So that suggests that both within the sport as well as obviously outside it, that the spectacle that is the Grand National and its place in the sporting calendar has endured. You know, if it's attracting even now the highest quality field that Martin Greenwood has seen, that sounds like a very positive thing for this race, even despite, you know, the bad publicity and the dangers associated with it. It is still, you know, maybe not quite as romantic as ever, but it is still... something very special in the racing calendar.
Yeah, absolutely is. You know, it's a race that it is the race that sort of stops a nation. And just checking, it was a little small chip in a joint that Tiger Roll got. But in relation to the National, I mean, yeah, everyone seems to take notice of the National. They've changed the race to a large extent, and I mean, whether this is for the better or for the worse, I'd probably argue to an extent it's for the better, in that they've made the fences a bit more negotiable for the likes of Tiger Roll. You don't want equine fatalities in the race. I mean, equine fatalities will happen, but to be fair to the BHA, they've worked hard on cutting down fatalities in the race. It's much easier to get around. The flip side of that, Joe, is that you look at, I think it was Magic of Light, who finished second in the race last year. If you watch her, the run she had around, she went through one fence like... I mean, half it is kind of, it's kind of like the spruce you'd get on a Christmas tree, but it's very easy to go through it. So it's not really nowhere near the jumping test that it was. Now, that may be a good or a bad thing. It's kind of up to your way of looking at it. But the race, and it still endures. And as you say, it's a very, very classy race. I mean, if you did have Annabelle Fly, Native River, Tiger Roll, and a couple of other kind of high-class horses in it, obviously the colossal prize money would encourage Connections to run the very good horses. Annabelle Fly, as I said, is very interesting because he was second in the Grand National last year and then ran he was second in the Gold Cup and then ran the Grand National. So it is a kind of an opportunity now for these high class horses to run in the race, but it's at the flip side, it probably makes it maybe a little bit harder for the likes of Papillon or Bobby Joe, these horses from yesteryear who were down at the foot of the weights. They wouldn't really get into it nowadays.
Okay. What is the prize money these days?
I think it's a million, actually. I just confirmed that it's a race that obviously John Smith used to sponsor it. Now Randox Health. It's 500 grand to the winner and a million in total. So it's not bad if you can get in. But unfortunately, these higher class handicap chases, they are, I suppose, they are more the type of race now that the big owners will target, because Jigginstown have so many of these high class handicap chases. You do like to see the story of the smaller owner or the smaller trainer. It doesn't happen, I mean, as much anymore. I do remember, you know, Martin Brassel win it, obviously Ted Walsh, the late Tommy Carby win it, Jimmy Mangan win it, you know, these smaller Irish trainers who wouldn't have that many horses but could target on the day. Gordon Elliott, of course, had his first winner in the race with Silver Birth before he'd even trained a winner in Ireland. But nowadays it's more of a classy race, and I would expect that probably the classier horse will come through. But keep an eye out for Magic of Light, obviously, who I mentioned. She was second in the race last year. She's gotten a mark of 158, 7 pounds higher than last year, which would give her a fighting chance.
Okay. Thanks very much for that, Johnny. The League of Ireland show tomorrow, is it on Air Sport tomorrow or Thursday?
It is. It better be tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
What time? Myself, Daniel McDonald. I actually don't know what time it's on. I vaguely know what time we're recording. Sure, Joe, we don't even know how many teams are in the first division. I don't think it's that important what time we're recording, you know. But no, it's great that the league is back on Friday. The Bowes Rovers game Saturday. Yeah. Hope to get you along to a couple of games this season.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
Trying to sell it, because I think it's a league that, you know, I think more people understand now how much it was up against to actually grow among the auspices of the old FAI, and to be even as good as it is, I think is actually quite an achievement. But we kick off Friday, and it should be Dundalk versus Rovers in terms of the title race, but it should be a cracking season despite all the battles off the pitch.
All right, good man. Thanks, Emil.
Thanks, Joe.
Johnny Ward there. Now, all this week, I should say, before we get into the football show, we're giving you the chance to win flights, accommodation and tickets to Man City against Real Madrid. It's on the 17th of March, with thanks to Virgin Media Sport. To enter, just identify our mystery voice who said he went to town on the Christmas dinner.
probably 20 pounds heavier as well, but what can you do?
Text your name and answer 53106 for 30 cents. We'll get back to you after the show, all with thanks to Virgin Media Sport. With over 400 UEFA Champions League, Europa League and Nations League games all live this season, available to all Virgin Media TV customers, who can also download the TV Anywhere app and stream all the action whenever and wherever they like.
The Off the Ball podcast on OTB Sports Radio, Ireland's first and only sports radio station.